It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. In this busy, noisy, confused world where true peace is elusive, we sometimes miss the magnitude of a momentary event, an event which may well test our nation's moral compass and our right to self-expression and the freedom to make decisions in line with our beliefs and standards. What if our leaders are flummoxed by this event and do not know what to do, especially in this age of political correctness which can usurp common sense and the law? This moment in time could represent a coalition of anti-principles that would drive society to the brink, either now or in the future. This is exactly the case with football's outstanding player Israel Folau and his sacking by Rugby Australia and a life ban for his beliefs and for posting a reference from the Bible on social media. Folau's religious views became a subject of controversy in April 2018 when a follower of his Instagram account asked him what God's plan for homosexuals was, and Folau replied, "Hell, unless they repent of their sins and turn to God." Now, for true Christians, hell means eternal separation from God, and not a place of fire and sulphur. Folau later wrote, "My response to the question is what I believe God's plan is for all sinners, according to my understanding of the Bible." Of course, pressure from the CEO of Qantas and their sponsorship pushed the matter along, apparently because Alan Joyce is a homosexual, and it appears used the company's influence to punish Folau. In this, he has quite wrongly spoken for all Qantas shareholders. However, Rugby Australia should be sent to the sin bin because they accepted the metaphoric 30 pieces of silver at the direct expense of Israel Folau. This would not be possible in the USA, where their Constitution's First Amendment guarantees freedom of speech. This should be the case in Australia, but our Constitution doesn't even mention this basic human right, and so yet again is left wanting. Our freedom and rights are slowly being eroded, one at a time, with political correctness being used to weaponise minorities and dissenting voices. My friend and social justice warrior Jim Wilson shed more light on the subject and says, "Article 19 of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, to which Australia is a voluntary signatory, which internationally enshrines free speech of the individual. It allows people to take offence at free speech, should they wish to do so, without retribution against the person exercising their right of free speech. Article 19 states that, and I quote, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media, regardless of frontiers," end quote. Now, remember, the Bible is the Word of God, and our country's laws are based on this Christian book, and our Parliament rightly begins each new sitting with the Lord's Prayer. When Australians are persecuted for referencing a biblical matter, then we are no better than Hitler's Germany. When it becomes illegal to speak of your faith, we have crossed a line from which we cannot return, and future Australians will be the worse for it. Sponsorship dollars to denounce the faith of millions of people is evil. Israel Folau is a gentleman and leads a gracious, principled life and is a standard bearer for youth. He is a champion sportsman and a champion Australian and well worth knowing. Yet he has given up a worldly contract worth $4 million rather than bend his knee to money, power and influence and failures like rugby league's Peter Beattie. Folau is a champion Christian and his spirituality sets him aside from the many. What on earth has this man done to deserve this life-robbing penalty when so many people defend his right to speak his mind, including Alan Jones, and be proud of his beliefs? An atheist has the right to blaspheme that there is no God, and conversely, Folau has the right to claim there is. And this is one of those momentary tests for the Australian moral compass. And I proudly stand with him. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.